Hello and welcome to the One Thing Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Kokoska. Now, each one of us wants more. We want more out of our careers, our relationships, and our personal lives. At the same time, we want less. We want fewer distractions and less on our plate. Today, I've got Laura Monroe. She's the Director of Social Media at InMan News. Laura, welcome to the call.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me today.
Well, Laura, let's get started and share with us a little bit about what you do at InMan News.
This is a big question for me. My role as social media director is, sort of the front-facing profile and voice for InMan News on our various social media channels. We have blogs. We have content that we produce on our InMan News site, InManNews.com. It's InMan.com. We also produce real estate events across the country, two big ones, Real Estate Connect, one in San Francisco and one in New York City. And then we also do Agent Reboot, which is a traveling, touring, technology event for agents across the country. So I kind of, wear a lot of different hats, from content to social media to writing, all different kinds of things.
Right, and interestingly enough, that the misconception out there about the one thing is that it's just one thing, right?
Right.
It's one thing at a time, and blocking that activity so that you can be as effective and efficient as possible. So let me ask you, what is the purpose of InMan News?
Well, I think on a big scale, our main purpose is to bring news that's breaking in the industry, as well as technology and where they converge together in the industry. And we provide a platform for that information to get out to agents and brokers and everybody in between to the industry. So we really provide, just the convergence of technology and industry news to the real estate industry as a whole.
Okay, so understanding that purpose and having massive clarity around it, how does that drive you to priority?
I think that for me personally, I'm a team player, by nature. So I think that for me, working with the InMan team means, helping to drive that main purpose on an individual level. So for me, because I'm in social media, I think that being able to touch as many people as possible, help as many agents and brokers as possible with technology, with emerging trends, with how they can do their jobs better, I think that that is kind of what drives my purpose as a whole within the InMan, within our InMan environment. I think that we all as a team sort of drive towards that direction. But for me personally, I have a real personal stake in really making sure that I help as many individuals as possible.
Gotcha. So understanding that, then, what's your one thing in business?
So, this is very thought-provoking because, I think I've probably gone through several different one things. But again, I think that for me, drilling it down is for everything that I do, whether it's a blog post, whether we're producing an event, my big purpose is, how is this helping an agent or a broker in their business, and is it? So that allows me to ask myself a lot of the other, dive down questions that I need to ask, whether that might be trying to find out more information about what I need to do. Maybe I realize I don't know enough about something that I might need to find out more about. So I think that that's the question that I always pose myself. And, in reading the book and talking about that one big question, that kind of I tie into the one thing itself. There's always a question on the other end of it.
Gotcha. So you're talking about the focusing question.
The focusing question.
Yeah.
Yes.
How often do you find yourself using that question throughout the day?
I do that probably at least 4 to 5 times during the day, because I find myself shifting into different channels of what I work in. So it may be an event that I'm working on. I may be working on content for a webinar. I may be writing a blog post. So, at any point during the day, as I shift from topic to topic in my normal routine, I think, by the end of it, it's like, well, okay, I realize that I'm accomplishing something, but am I accomplishing this question? And I think that I always need to ask myself questions because I think that helps me to think about bigger answers.
And the quality of the questions that are asked of us determine the quality of our business, the quality of our personal lives, and everything in between.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How have the One Thing principles changed or impacted the vision of your company?
You know, I think it's kind of difficult to answer, but I think that one of the things that was sort of an aha moment for me was that it's very easy that when you're working and you're very distracted and you're multitasking on a lot of different things and you're answering to a lot of people to accomplish all that you need to accomplish, it's easy to lose sight of what the bigger purpose is. And I think that also having, you know, being able to take the time away to look at the higher level picture is one of the aha moments that the One Thing has given to me, which is take the time to step out of your daily multitasking ways. Even if you're still learning the processes and systems of really drilling down into the goals and the questions, but every once in a while you really do have to take a step back and look at that big One Thing, which is the one of my company, to be able to realize this is what drives me in every bit of tasking that I do. So I think that's really the big aha moment for me, which was just getting back to what is the big purpose of our company.
Good for you. And obtaining that massive clarity around that is so critical because we understand that clarity is absolute power. And if
Absolutely.
You're in an industry that is growing or changing, it's going to create a certain amount of chaos. And with that chaos, understand this, that chaos is the enemy of clarity. So what you said is so powerful, where you take a step back and you say, okay, what's the purpose of the company? And then you can plus that by asking the focusing question over and over and over, subdividing that key activity down to the one levered activity that will produce extraordinary results. Now, Gary and Jay, they outlined the three commitments in the book.
Yes.
What, from your perspective, is the greatest challenge in holding those commitments?
I think I have an entrepreneurial background, and the big aha moment with the commitments for me was moving from E to P. I lived a long time with thinking that really providing myself the permission to think outside the box was more of an entrepreneurial way of thinking. It was more what comes to you, what becomes your creative thinking is really the way that you need to be living to be able to accomplish what you want to accomplish. It's our way that we're sort of taught to live our dreams. And I think that, and I always had goals that went along with that, but I think that when you stop to put the purpose behind what it is you're trying to accomplish, that's when you're actually executing and getting closer to your goal. So for me, that biggest challenge was moving from E to P, getting out of the entrepreneurial mindset on a full-time basis and being able to have that time to move towards more purposeful, more purposeful decision-making and processes and systems and, you know, really thinking and drilling down into the smaller tasks and goals that I needed to achieve.
Fantastic answer. Thank you for that. So which of the six lies do you see as the greatest challenge in your industry?
Multitasking. That is so huge, I think, for everyone. I recently took a six-day vacation, which was more of a staycation, but I allowed myself to kind of unplug from my social media world and really realize that I was almost bored with myself because I didn't have all of these things that I was supposed to be doing, emails I was supposed to be answering, people that I was scheduling meetings with, and all of these other things. And I almost felt bored. But after about 2 to 3 days, when I was able to step back and realize, okay, so it's okay to think about some of your goals and some of the things you're trying to accomplish. But what I suddenly found that I had time for was really thinking about it in a much more elevated, purposeful way. because I wasn't constantly distracted with all of the emails and the text messages and things that go along with my day. I was able to actually breathe and think, wow, you know, I actually have some new goals now. It provided so much clarity. And I think that that's one of the things that's really missing, and particularly in the real estate industry, is that, you know, the multitasking just completely, we're almost addicted to it. And it's very hard to say no. And I think that being able to work those things back into your life balance creates that breathing space that we all need so much to be able to come back and actually have a better way of achieving our goals.
Fantastic. And you're talking to the power of strategic thought time, giving you the space to do that exercise that Gary and Jay outline in the book of goal setting to the now. Have you completed that exercise?
I have to be honest, I got a little bit overwhelmed because I looked at the way that I used to do things like that, and I thought I had it all figured out. This will take more of a process, and I think this is where having a coach for me personally would really come in handy, because I think one of the biggest aha moments that I also had was that, you know, I'm okay with sort of time blocking things that I need to do to drill down into some of those goals once I have the higher level. But I think that when it comes down to actually time blocking, you're time blocking and having accountability for the things that you want to accomplish. I needed help with that. That's what I feel like I need help with. I don't think I could do that completely on my own, because I know that there are still going to be distractions that will get me away from all of that. Does that make sense?
It totally does. And Dr. Gail Matthews, who's with Stanford University, would absolutely agree with you. She did the research that outlines that individuals with written goals are 39.5% more likely to succeed, yet individuals with written goals and weekly accountability are 76.7% more likely to succeed. So what you said makes total sense, and it's backed up scientifically with the research that suggests when you write it down, you improve your chance.
Right. Well, and I could see that. And one of the analogies that I kind of wanted to share with you was that, you know, they have those, and this is going to sound a little crazy, but they have those where you can get membership to going in and get professional massages once a week or once a month, where you actually sign up for a membership and you go in. And at first you're like, well, why would I want to, you know, once a month to go in and schedule for a massage? Isn't that a little self-indulgent? But the fact of the matter is that getting one massage every 6 months or once a year that some of us think is okay to do really doesn't do what a massage is supposed to do. So actually going in like once a week or every 2 weeks and having someone there regularly, you know, share accountability with your personal health, it's almost an analogy that I share with having a coach to be able to work through a lot of these goals. You can't just do it with one session or with one conversation. It's something that needs to be recurring to constantly keep you accountable and aware of you know, how you're doing. And I think that we all need that feedback.
And you touched on some very important things there. First off, awareness is the key to change. And the challenge is that we've all fallen into the rut of these habits that, by the way, we choose to accept day in and day out that do not serve a higher purpose. So rather, through our coaching programs, we're able to allow people the space to identify the intentional success habits that they would love to have in place in their world, and then we allow them to implement those habits, actually take ownership of them, and then what happens is extraordinary results happen.
Right, so, because you're just getting that little bit of power that, you know, you can just take back with you every single day, and you know that you're doing it the right way.
Yes, and it allows the patterns of the mind to be shifted and altered, and new neural pathways then exist.
Oh, that's great. Yes, absolutely, because when you actually can think at a higher level like that and you have accountability, you actually do start to see. When you get out of the minutia of your everyday multitasking and distractions, and you can sit back and see the habits that you formed in your life that you may not even really, really fully realize, when you can have awareness and clarity about those, then it just gives you that much power to make what you're doing much more purposeful and much more with much more intent. And I think that our decisions become quicker and easier, and we move towards our goals much faster.
Good job, Laura. That's words of wisdom there. So Gary and Jay, they outlined these four themes that really rob us of our productivity, and they basically punch our clarity right in the face. So which of the four themes is the most challenging for you to manage?
Give them all to me if you have them in front of you.
Well, I'll just share with you my favorite real quick.
Okay.
The inability to say no.
Yeah, that would probably be one of the top ones, yes.
All right. So for me, that's the most challenging to manage because we all have, you know, this deep-rooted intention to be helpful, to assist people through their current challenges, to coach them along the way. Yet, I don't know how you feel about this, Laura, yet I don't want to look at my kids who are 13 and 14 and 3 right now and say, boy, I'm sorry, guys, you can't go to that college because daddy couldn't say no to things that didn't matter.
Right.
So that's probably the most challenging for me to deal with day in and day out.
Well, and I think too, I definitely agree with that. And I think particularly when you're talking about life and work balance, I think that we're pulled in a lot of different directions. And sometimes I almost feel paralyzed because the pull between professional and personal life sometimes can be very great because we're forced to have to say no to someone. And for those of us that are driven, you know, in a lot of different ways, you know, trying to get our kids, you know, to college and, you know, you do have to say no. But more than that, it's what we're saying no to. And I think that sometimes that leads us to sort of a paralysis of, you know, am I making the right decision?
No doubt about it. And the other three themes for our listeners' benefit is the fear of chaos. And I think that stems from the inability to say no. So this fear of chaos, when you've given an inordinate amount of time to your one thing with the intention of reaching the level of mastery, meaning that's that one levered activity that you can do, and when you nail it every single day, it'll produce extraordinary results. Mm-hmm. So that fear of chaos, see loose ends begin to pile up when you're reaching that level of mastery. So people deflect from their one thing and they handle everything else so that they can
Right. And this is very typical in the real estate industry, too, because, you know, there's a lot of moving pieces in real estate, right? And, you know, we want to maintain control over all of those moving pieces. And I think the minute that we feel like we're losing control of those moving pieces, that it will go into complete chaos. So I absolutely agree with that.
Absolutely. And the third is poor health habits. And then finally, environments that don't support the goal. That's why Gary says build a bunker. Build a bunker, a place where you can go where it's just quiet, nobody can bother you, and you can truly focus on that one levered activity that's going to produce the results you desire.
He says, absolutely.
Sweep for mines. What are the distractions that pop up during the day? And store provisions so that you don't have to leave the bunker and become distracted. And then finally, enlist support from your coworkers, from your family, and at the highest form, a coach. Well, fantastic. Tell me, what would your parting thoughts or words of wisdom for our listeners be?
You know, I think that one of the biggest things for me is that, you know, always asking yourself that focusing question because you are going to get off track. You know, this is a relearning and reteaching your brain. And I think that always knowing what that focusing question is and how you're using it to answer what you're doing is it answering that focus question. So always put it on your wall. Know what that is. Know what that focusing question is because it will be that focus that you need to will draw you back to where you need to be. And then the other one is time block your time blocking. One of the things that we often don't really realize is that even though we're getting better at focusing on our goals and executing on the tasks that we need to achieve those goals, we're still not really comfortable with blocking the time that it takes to actually plan that with a full clarity of intention and purpose. So I would always say that even if you're blocking out time to do tasks, make sure that you're blocking out the time that you need to either go into your bunker, take the time to figure out what it is that you want to do, and give yourself that time as well. make a date for yourself, put it on your calendar, make an appointment that you always keep, and definitely get someone to help you with the accountability. Having that coach, having someone that's going to help you ask you, you know, are you ready to move on to a new focus question? You know, that just helps bring the best out of you.
Great advice, Laura. So if I'm a real estate agent, I want access to the information that In the News provides in the training programs, things like that. How would I find that?
I would say the first thing that you should do is visit inman.com. That is our big web portal of information, industry news. We have a lot of breaking industry news. It's where you can find out about all of our events, Real Estate Connect, Agent Reboot, which is our touring conference that we have. We also give educational webinars pretty much on a weekly basis at this point. So we offer a lot of different tips, a lot of different tactics, and a lot of different people who come in with some new ideas. So that's one of the best ways to kind of keep the learning and keep your focus questions and, you know, kind of stay on top of what it is that's going on in the real estate industry.
Fantastic. All right, Laura, thank you so much for your investment of time today and sharing your thoughts and wisdom with all of us. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. And be sure to check out theonething.com to learn about training events, coaching opportunities, and to participate in the One Thing movement. Until next time, be purposeful, be powerful, and be productive. Thank you.